coming up on episode number 332. You've heard me do degrees of coveration shows in the past, where I play a selection of songs, artist A covering artist B covering artist C covering artist D. And one of the most often requests I get with regard to those kind of shows is to have it wrap around. Tonight, I'm pleased to bring you a 5 degrees of coveration show, and maybe we need a new name for that. Coveration just doesn't roll off the tongue. 5 degrees of coveration show that does wrap around into an infinite loop. Yes, it's 5 degrees of coveration coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hulu, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's June 12th, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you something that I've called in the past the degrees of coveration. I explained it all before the music, didn't I? You should know it by now. Now, usually with these, I like to try and avoid songs I've played before, and I like to, if I can, avoid live tracks, although tonight, it's not going to happen. The stuff I'm going to be playing actually does include a track I've played before, and that track also happens to be a live track, but I think you'll like it. It was a track that people really did enjoy the last time I played it, so I think you'll like it, and I think you'll like the theme, the gimmick of tonight's show. We're going to start things off with your favorite and mine, Prince, doing one of the only covers that I know Prince does. Obviously, he does a cover of Nothing Compares to You, which he wrote for The Family. The Family recorded it first. Sinead O'Connor recorded it, and then he recorded a version. However, that's not the one I'm going to play tonight. I'm going to play his cover of Joan Osborne's One of Us from his Emancipation release, which came out back in 1996. Here's Prince with One of Us by Joan Osborne.
Yeah. dancing in the night, all alone with me, and we're waiting for the sunlight. Stay until tomorrow. If you wanna be free, you know, all you have to do is say so. When you feel cold, I warn you. And when you feel you can't go on,
from her brand new album, Breakfast in Bed. That is Joan Osborne, but you probably knew that because that's who Prince was covering in that first song. Joan Osborne covering Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates. That's going out to Tim and Michelle from 5 Honey by Midnight. one of their favorites. I actually like that version a lot better than the original. Not that I've got anything against Hall & Oates. I think that they had a few really good songs that only they could pull off. But even though she didn't change it dramatically, hearing Joan Osborne and her smoky voice singing Sarah Smile, it really just adds something to me, to the song. And so I like that version a lot better than the original by Hall & Oates. Before that, you heard One of Us by Prince from Disc 3 of his Emancipation release from back in 1996. Now, if you're following along, you'll know that the next band coming up has to be Hall & Oates, right? Well, they came out with a cover album themselves back in 2005 called Our Kind of Soul, Our Kind of Soul. And one of the things they managed to do on that album was cover a track that a lot of people thought they did anyway. You know how if you look on Napster for a certain song, you get what people think the song is? For example, Weird Al Yankovic. Any parody song that you find on Napster or any file sharing sites, no matter who it's by, of course it has to be by Weird Al Yankovic. Same thing with Dan Hartman's I Can Dream About You. A lot of people think that that is a Hall & Oates track, and as a matter of fact, Dan Hartman actually wrote that for Hall & Oates, but he recorded it himself. As you've probably guessed by now, that's not the track I'm going to play. I'm going to play Hall & Oates covering Aretha Franklin from that same album, Our Kind of Soul, with a song called Rock Steady. We'll be right back.
Let's call the song exactly what it is. Just whip your head with the feeling from side to side. Sit yourself down in your car and take a ride. While you're moving rock steady, baby. Let's call this song exactly what it is.
What it is, what it is, what it is.
It's a funny and low down feeling.
What it is.
Move your head from left to right.
What it is,
I might be doing.
What it is.
This funky dance all night.
Can you throw your hands up in
from side to side. Sit right down in your car and take a ride while you're
rock
moving
steady.
On
rock
moving
steady.
On let's call this song exactly what it is.
What it is, what it is, what it is.
It's a funky low down feel.
What it is.
Move your hip from left to right.
What it is,
what it is, I might be doing.
What it is.
This funky dance all night right.
Up in the air.
Aretha Franklin there covering Question Mark and the Mysterians, 96 Tears. You'll find that on her, man, that's an old album, Aretha Arrives, which came out in the late 60s, I believe. I don't have a date on it because I've got the date of the reissue, which is 2005. I know that didn't come out 2 years ago. The song before that was Rock Steady, an Aretha Franklin song covered by Hall & Oates on their 2005 release, Our Kind of Soul. Something very interesting, by the way, about that album. Oates has shaved off his trademark mustache. Yes, I know. Hard to believe. And it just doesn't look like John Oates, okay? Anyway, that's Rock Steady, Hall & Oates from Our Kind of Soul, and then 96 Tears by Aretha Franklin from Aretha Arrives. So with one song left, you pretty much have figured out who's covering it and who it's a cover of, right? It's got to be Question Mark the Mysterians covering Prince. And salvation came thanks to Diane in Madison, who unearthed this. Now, this is a collector's edition single, very limited edition, and he still is selling them on his website, which is 96tears.net. I'll put a link in the show notes. Question Mark recorded this track, Let's Go Crazy by Prince. I believe also to kind of help offset the cost, his house burned down recently, and so he's trying to get it replaced or rebuilt, and so buying the single helps him out. If you like what you hear, if you want something that's rare, that, you know, it's not something you're going to hear every day, Let's Go Crazy, performed by Question Mark, then I urge you to go over to 96tears.net and pick up a copy yourself. Here's Question Mark with his cover of Prince's Let's Go Crazy. Ah, you know what? I didn't edit this out. It's a single.
If you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around you. At least you got friends. You see, I call my old lady for a friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. Sex, sex, baby, it's all I heard. Are we gonna let the elevator bring us down? Oh no, let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Let's look for the purple banana till they put us in the truck. Let's go. But we don't know why. Maybe it's 'cause we're all gonna die. And when we do, what's it all for? You better live now before the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door. Tell me, are we gonna let the elevator bring us down? Oh no, let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Let's look for the purple banana. Let's go! Come on, baby! Feel the sun, yes. Yeah! Crazy! Let's go crazy! Look for the purple banana till they put us in the truck. Let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Doctor, everything be alright. Make everything go wrong. Pills and thrills and daffodils will kill. Hacked up children. 'Cause he's coming. He's coming. Don't like the world you're living in. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. the elevator starts to bring you down again. Let's go crazy, let's get nuts, put yourself to a higher flow and then let's go crazy, let's get nuts, get your act together, baby, let me in. Let's go crazy, let's go crazy, let's go crazy. All right.
All right, that's question mark from Question Mark and the Mysterians with his cover of Prince's Let's Go Crazy. Like I said, it's only available as a limited edition single from his website, so go pick it up. And it's pretty cool. You know, it's got another song on the flip side. I won't play that. And you did hear that little backwards chunk in there. I did a little bit of editing just to keep the show G-rated, but if you want to hear what he's saying there, then make sure you go pick up the single at 96tears.net. Also check the link in the show notes because I'll link to it from there. And that will do it. Wow, that's kind of a shorter show. Look at that, 25 minutes. That'll do it for this edition of Coverville. We'll be back on Thursday night with something special as usual. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do it by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER. Or something else, post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. Thursday night, probably a cover story of some sort or another. I know I've got a couple bands that I owe you a cover story from. We'll get to one of those. In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.